for Wemby?
Absolutely not.
Wemby is probably going to be the best player in the NBA, going to be the face of the league for years to come. But we built it with Jalen. We built it with Kat.
Nah, man, can't do it.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Respect for New York Knicks fans, and low-key, as someone that lived in New Jersey as a kid, I watched a lot of Knicks games, and I'm a Wizards fan, so I might as well not even be a fan of the NBA, so I don't really have a dog in the fight, but I would just say this, I would trade the entire Knicks team for Victor Wembanyama. Not Cat and Brunson, I'd trade everybody, I'd trade the coaches, I would trade the championship trophy from 1968. I would trade Bernard King the rights to his image, Phil Jackson, the cheerleaders, the groupies, the hot dog vendor, the guy that mops the sweat off the floor when the players fall. I would trade the person that plays the organ at Madison Square Garden for Victor Wembanyama. You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Part of HR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141 family. I'm your host, the illustrious James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I've been watching basketball my entire life. That was kind of my first love. Wasn't my first love to play, but was my first love to watch. And my father sat me on his knee at 3, 4. And I watched a lot of basketball. I watched a lot of football as a little kid and understood the game and understood the strategy. Wasn't a good player. Was a baseball player. I was a good baseball player. But I saw Michael Jordan play in the ACC growing up, kind of dating myself. But I saw Michael Jordan play when he was at North Carolina. And Lynn Bias was much better than Michael Jordan when I was a kid. Lynn Bias was the man. Lynn Bias was 6'9", 235, 240, could put the ball on the floor. He was a grown arse man out there. And he was the premier player in college, not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was very good and had the amazing bounce, had that amazing vert. But Michael Jordan, nobody thought that he was going to be the GOAT. And Michael Jordan at 2021 was a rookie. He was just coming out of college. Victor Wembanyama is so much better than Michael Jordan was at that age. It's laughable. It's a joke. It's silly. The only way that you could be as good as Victor Wembanyama, and it's just after me watching maybe 5-6 games. He's done stuff. I said last year, I was like, this guy does things that are geometrically impossible for the vast majority of humans that have ever existed. I'm not talking about people on Earth today. I'm talking about the billions and billions of people that have walked planet Earth during its existence. Geometrically, you are not supposed to. There's a reason there's a circle in the key. There's a half circle, semicircle. Because that's the line of demarcation between a blocking foul and a charge. Somebody going to the rim has to have access to the rim. You have to give them a chance physically to get to the rim. Victor Wembanyama, the circle for him is another 3 or 4 feet out. Like if Wemby has the ball and it's 8 feet from the basket, that's a dunk for him. Off of one step, off of vert, that's a dunk. I've never seen that. Even with Shaq, who was a beast and amazing. I saw Wemby post up someone from the block. He wasn't even in the key. He turned around and went go-go gadget arm, Inspector Gadget, and dunked on the person. So the things he does, just from a rebounding and blocking standpoint, he's an eraser on the boards. It's just, he's 8 feet tall. I mean, if it's a rebound and he's there, and this year he's not playing as far out on the perimeter. I thought that was a weakness in his game. Last year he was shooting a lot of threes. I was just like, if I was 8 feet tall, I might shoot a couple of threes a game, but I'm just going to go by the rim because I'm a foot taller than everyone on the court. So he's an eraser on the boards. He's an eraser on blocks because, once again, he's 8 feet tall. It's very difficult to shoot over somebody that's 7-8 inches taller than you in the league. That first game that they played when he had, I think he had 40 and 15, which is astronomical numbers. He made Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is 6'10". And change, and Anthony Davis has gotten heavier. He's a solid 260, and I'm gonna be polite and list him at 260. He made Anthony Davis look like a child. It really reminded me of when I used to play my nephew. Play basketball against my nephew in his room on his Nerf room. He was maybe eight years old. And I'd be upstairs giving my nephew the business. Coming baseline, boom. Both hands, because I'm old. I don't even think I can touch the backboard anymore on a real basketball court. That's what Wimby looks like in real life. Like, the only way that you'd be able to put someone who's as good as Victor Wembanyama, the only way somebody would be that good, you would have to go into NBA 2K or NBA Live. Some of the old school games. I used to play NBA Live. I don't really play NBA 2K. But back in the day, NBA Live, you create your own player. You create someone at 7'5 and 99s almost across the board. And I'm not even talking about the circus that he puts on handling the ball and crossing people up. Because that's a circus. Somebody that tall shouldn't be hitting step back threes and crossing people up and hitting people with the sham god. And hitting people with the nutmeg. That is insane work for someone that height to be able to do those things. I'm just saying, I saw Jordan play. I was younger, but I saw Jordan play early in his career. And Jordan was amazing. I saw Kobe play. I saw Kobe play in high school. Because Lower Merion, where Kobe went to high school, was only like 30 minutes from where I went to high school. We're in the same class. Shout out to class of 1996. So I saw Kobe play in high school. I saw Shaq play in person when he was, I don't think he was a rookie, he was maybe in his second season. I've seen some of these guys play. I saw LeBron play when he was in high school because I was living in Ohio at the time. I remember going to the state championship, which was in Columbus, Ohio. I've seen greatness early in their career, and these are all elite, amazing, best-in-class, all-time greats. Obviously, I'm not old enough to have seen Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and then you get into the Wilt, Bill Russell territory, and I don't want to, no disrespect to Wilt and Bill Russell. They were amazing. NBA was different then. People that played in that era, the Magic Bird era, they had just implemented the three-point line, so it really wasn't. It changed the game, and people weren't shooting threes as wet as Larry Bird was. I think his best season, he made like 110 threes. That's like a backup role player hits that type of volume. I think Steph's best season, he made over 400 threes. So the game has changed so much. And then go back to the Wilt era and the Bill Russell era. There are only eight teams. I'm not saying these guys couldn't hoop. I'm not disrespecting older people. I'm just saying that back in the day, there were only eight teams in the NBA, which means that you were guaranteed to make the quarterfinals every year. You didn't have the grueling playoffs that you have now to win a title. I'm just saying that Wimby's the best player that I've ever seen. I don't need to see more. I don't need any more. Some of you may need more. I'm an early adapter. When I see greatness, I'm like, oh yeah, That's amazing. When I saw Patrick Mahomes, his first season as a starter, I was like, oh, he's better than Peyton Manning was. I mean, I don't know if he's better than GOAT Brady, But he's definitely better than Peyton Manning. He's definitely like second or third best quarterback that I've seen. I could see that year two. If you follow music, you saw Beyonce and Destiny's Child when they were singing, you know, can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bill? You saw that and you're like, yeah, LaToya Luckett, Kelly Rowland, they're fine. They're talented. But you usually look at Beyonce, you're like, yeah, she's a grown woman. She's going to be an all-time star. Michael Jackson, when he was singing and doing a dance machine with Cher and his brother, he's just flying around the stage. You're like, yeah, he's going to be an all-time great. Like his brothers, there's a famous quote in one of the Michael Jackson documentaries. It's like after he had decided to leave Motown, I think they had some big performance and Berry Gordy was pressing him, you know, can you please do this performance? It's basically after performance, it's just like, yo, I'm going solo. You guys need to start saving your money. And that's what's going on with Victor Wembanyama. Like, you guys need to start saving your money. It's over. I'm going to be the first person to say this, and we'll rewind 5 years from now, maybe, because he's not anywhere close to his prime. And Victor Wembanyama has a lot to figure out, and he'll continue to develop and figure it out. He'll become a better shooter. He'll continue to grow physically, fill out more. His basketball IQ will increase. Somebody like him, when he's in his prime, and if he has a good team around him, that's a team that can win like 76, 77 games if he plays the whole season. They go 77-5. Because night in and night out, I don't see how someone, when he's in his prime, I feel that he'll score 42, 43 points and get 15, 16 boards every single night. There's no answer for what he does. Anywhere from 10 feet in, it's a dunk. Anywhere from 15 feet in, it's one step away from being a layup or a dunk. And he can shoot. And he can put the ball on the floor. And he's a good free throw shooter. And he seems to be a good kid. He's out training with Shaolin monks. I think the whole NBA is basically toast for the next decade. Paragon 7 Studios.
Welcome to H. Robney Talks for the Superstar. Tonight, this guest, the incredible.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Boxer raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
James Lewis.
A bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and it contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.